Now it's time for our weekly chat with Labor MP Andrew Little.
The impacts of Cyclone Gabrielle have continued to be a major priority for the New Zealand government, as they are likely to have continued as a priority for the foreseeable future. Recent photographs and examinations have revealed just how bad the extent of the damage has been, with areas in the west coast of Auckland and the east coast of the North Island being drastically affected. The government's plan is slowly being solidified and outlined, as discussed by Defence Minister Andrew Little in his chat with Tuva Clifton this morning.
What is the Cyclone Gabrielle situation currently looking like?
Obviously, Hawke's Bay and Tairāwhiti are two areas that particularly badly affected. I was in the region yesterday, mainly Hawke's Bay actually, and just seeing the where the water has gone, just seeing the silt and mud, and the impact on roads, bridges, housing, it blows your mind actually just to see it. Obviously, you know, the communities that have been worst affected, there is a long way to go to kind of repair and restore and recover. But that, you know, that effort is getting underway. I was there mainly to check out what the NZDF folks are doing, because they're putting in an amazing effort. I spoke to a lot of the volunteers that are helping out, getting care packs together and things like that. So, everybody really sort of pitching in, but this is going to take a long time to recover.
What has the role of the New Zealand Defence Force been in the past week as the focus shifts from rescue-based efforts to supporting those who are struggling?
In situations like this, their principal job is to come in and help the immediate response effort, keep people safe, keep communities safe, help the civilian authorities as they do, you know, searching properties and doing those sorts of things. They also provide, you know, a degree of sort of logistical support. On Tuesday, the HMNZ's Canterbury arrived with a whole bunch of Bailey bridges, so to put over a lot of the bridges that have been sort of blown out on some of the smaller roads, they'll put over these temporary bridges called Bailey bridges. But they helped to restore telecommunications. They were providing helicopter flights to get food and provisions into people, to get police into places where there were issues that needed their attention, all those sorts of things. So they support the civil defence authorities and the police authorities to make sure that they can do their job with the extra equipment that NZDF provides.
Does the government have a plan to reach New Zealanders that still have not been contacted?
That work is ongoing. We know that in some of those areas, you know, there are some incredibly isolated communities, in fact, isolated single households. So trying to get to everybody. I think the last reporting I've seen from the police is that they're down to kind of small numbers of people unaccounted for. But look, that work will continue, as is the work of, you know, going house by house to the most damaged houses and the most affected houses, digging out mud and silt and sort of checking on the state of those sorts of things. So I think when we had the numbers a week or so ago of people who were unaccounted for, and it was sort of in the thousands, there was a lot of those were people for whom there had been multiple reports that others couldn't contact them. So part of the job is whittling down to just who it is we are certain is not accounted for, and as I say, that work is ongoing.
How is the Labor government approaching the climate change aspect of the floods? Have you noticed any kind of wake-up call among colleagues, and not just the Labor Party but in other parties, about climate change?
I mean, I like to think that we have taken it seriously all the way through, and we've done things in 5.5 years we've been in government that haven't been done before, and we've even stuff that we started in our previous time in government, we've sort of amended and improved, particularly the emissions trading scheme. So we know this is a big challenge for all of us. I think this is a real wake-up call to say climate change is here, it's real, and it's destructive. So we've got to get on with the job of reducing carbon emissions and being able to live and have an economy based on activity that isn't going to continue to destroy the planet. So we do take that very seriously. I think that part of the response has to be making sure that where we build and the way we build and what we build is going to be resilient enough. And I think that's been, I think, the wake-up call too, is that there are places where we have built communities that are just not suitable in an environment where those places are prone to now regular flooding, and storms like the one we've seen are going to just wreak havoc. So a bit of adaptation to do as well as the stuff that's about reducing carbon emissions. You know, we are in New Zealand, we have a high proportion of our energy is generated from renewable sources. We can still do more, and that's still a big part of the work that we're doing. And in our transport fleet, we've started the long, slow process of electrifying and decarbonising. I mean, some more hydrogen-powered vehicles, things like that. And we've still got a ways to go. But we've got the means in place now to do that. What we now have to do is make sure that our towns and cities are resilient to the weather effects that we know are going to be around for some time to come.
That was Defence Minister Andrew Little speaking to Tuva R. Clifton about the continued impacts of Cyclone Gabrielle.
That was Labour MP Andrew Little.
The Wire.
We're going to be going